It is a hot one out there today. It's going to be hot again this weekend. Now, hopefully it's warm, but not too warm on Saturday, because Mega Championship Wrestling is kind of taking their show on the road a little bit. They're taking it outdoors for the Saturday Night Slam Under the Stars at Victory Park in North Ridgeville. And here to tell us all about it, we've got Jeff Traxler with Mega Championship Wrestling and Johnny Allnight joining us here in studio. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good, good.
Pretty good there.
Well, let's get into this Saturday's festivities. Saturday Night Slam Under the Stars. It's an outdoor event, which is a lot of fun, but, well, that can also complicate matters a little bit, too, for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it comes with its perks, but then there's other things we have to worry about, too. You know, you said it's going to be a hot one, so but we'll have a fully stocked concession stand. So, you know, get your soda, get your Powerade, get your beer, and keep hydrated.
And if you get in on that VIP experience, there's a much easier way of doing that. We'll come back around to that a little bit later on. But Johnny Allnight, man, I've got to ask, how did this gimmick come together, man? Tell me about Johnny Allnight.
Johnny Allnight, also known as the Big Cream, every lady's dream, the powerhouse of Parmesan, all of everything. I'm a food guy. I'm not exactly a body guy. I'm 5'10", 270 pounds. I'm a wrecking ball. I happen to just do what I want, and I try to make something positive out of a perceived negative. I don't look like your typical wrestler, so I make a joke out of myself, and I have a lot of fun when I do it.
How long have you been wrestling?
On and off, a total of about 6 years. I initially broke in 2000, late 2008, early 2009, and then I actually had fractured my tailbone, actually shattered my tailbone, taking a move known as a back body drop, and then I took about 5 years off, got into a little bit of acting, and had some fun, and then I just missed wrestling and came back.
Nice. Now, did you break in with Mega Championship Wrestling?
Actually, I broke in with a now defunct promotion called HKW over in Cleveland, and then when I decided it was time to come back, the first phone call, or actually Facebook message I made, was to Jeff here at Mega Championship.
Nice. So you've been wrestling for a decade now.
Well,
jeez, oh man. Well, still, I mean, you've been doing it for a decade. That there's something to be said for that. Now, tell me about the outdoor experience, because I think it would be really cool. You guys are at a different venue, which is awesome. But for you, for a guy who's wrestling in this event, what are some of the really awesome aspects about wrestling outdoors?
Well, an awesome thing is your voice can carry to people who are outside of the venue and maybe draw in even more people than what are already there. There are a few negatives that can happen, mostly the sun. last year when we did the first Saturday Night Slam, we had a black vinyl canvas on the ring. So I wrestled after the sun had already gone down and the mat was still hot. So that's a little bit of a negative you can get out of it. But overall, you get wind and air, and you don't have to deal with being in a hot building with no air conditioning, because at least you get something outside.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like the outdoor element is pretty cool. You know, Jeff, for, you know, this is only an event that's been around for 2 years, right? You guys did this for the first time last year, is that right?
Yes and no. This is the second year under this name. We've worked with Victory Park before. Same type of event before that, though. It was Rock'em Sock'em Roll'em, where it was us and a couple bands going back and forth. But the last year and then this year is just, it's all wrestling.
Okay, nice. So you guys take center stage and you're not sharing that spotlight with anybody else.
No, sir.
Okay, very cool stuff.
Give me a guitar. I'll do both duties.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Yeah.
So, you know, Johnny Allnight, we, of course, know is going to be there, but there's also a group called the Mighty Mega Midgets that will be there as well. Now, these guys are no small fries. These guys are a big deal. Tell me about them.
Well, this is going to be the debut of midget wrestling in Mega. We've never had an actual midget match. We've had midgets on the show before in different aspects, but this is the first time we're going to have a match. So we want to make sure that everybody knows, you know, everybody loves the midgets. So we want everybody to know that they're going to be there. We know for a fact Buddy the Bulldog's going to be there. We've had two opponents for him booked already who have both backed out when they found out that Buddy was their opponent because Buddy's got a little bit of a screw loose. So we're working on another opponent for him. But like I said, this will be the debut of the midgets for Mega.
Very nice. Debut of the midgets. And also, you guys have a pretty interesting card here as well. There's a tournament going on,
yes.
A Mega Cup tournament. Mm-hmm. What's going on with this Mega Cup tournament?
This is the third cup tournament. This is the first time that we're going to do it all in one night. The last 2 years have been over the course of the year, but we decided we're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to have the full tournament in one night. And it's not your typical tournament setup where you have the bracketing. It's a series of different matches. So we go from a battle royal to a six-person scramble to a triple threat. And then that match will break off into whoever does not make it out of the triple threat. Those guys will wrestle again. And the last two standing will wrestle each other. And that sounds really complicated, I know. But trust me, it's going to be a very exciting, fast-paced.
Okay. And I would imagine that's a tough thing to book, isn't it? I mean, just because it's just not traditional.
Right, but and you know what, and that's what we like to do sometimes. And you know, I don't think of anywhere where I've ever seen this before. So, I think you might be witnessing a first on that as well.
Very, very cool stuff. We've got to get Matt Douglas involved across the other side of the glass here. I know he's chomping at the bit to get in here. So, Mr. Douglas, what do you have for Jeff Traxler and Johnny Allnight here on this side of the glass?
I just love that idea. I think that's cool. You guys have a tournament going on, but it's not your typical man versus man. You've got so many ideas. How'd you come up with that? I mean, obviously a lot of people must have wanted to be involved.
I can't take full credit for that. Brandon Xavier is the evil genius usually when it comes to ideas like that. And it usually starts out with, now trust me on this one. And at this point, I've just said, when I hear that, I'm just like, whatever you want to do, just, you know, don't cost me money. So
how will that work for the guys who are in this tournament? Will they wrestle in one of them and then advance on to, the triple threat or the battle royale?
Exactly right. It'd start out with the battle royal, and I believe we're at 30 participants in that. When that gets down to six, there'll be a rest period, and it'll become a six-person scramble. And when that gets down to three, then we'll have another rest period, the triple threat match, and so on until you get to that final match.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's so much different. You're not just going to watch a traditional card. You're going to see something so wildly different. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I feel like that's the wrestling version of a marathon right there. That's impressive.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
And that kind of goes back into the challenges of wrestling outdoors as well. And, you know, Johnny Allnight mentioned that it could be a little bit tough because not only is it taxing on your body when you're walking across hot coals, or I'm sure something similar to that effect, but, you know, you're out there for a long time in those 90-degree nights, man. It gets pretty tough.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
We've got Jeff Traxler and Johnny Allnight with Mega Championship Wrestling joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Johnny, where do you fit in all this on Saturday night? Where are you at in the card? Are you in the Battle Royal? Are you in the Triple Threat? What do you got going on Saturday?
Well, Saturday, here's a prediction for you. 2-for-2, Johnny Allnight and his partner, formerly known as Coach Kurt Payne, now Premium Beef Kurt Payne, in our tag team, Cream of Beef. We are going to destroy Family Matters, Brandon Xavier, who is just mentioned, and his little cousin, Dylan Bruce, I think his name is. I've never heard of the guy. I beat the guy who trained him in December, Ricky Morton, WWE Hall of Famer, in case you guys didn't know who he was. Well, at the end of the day, when we're done smacking them around, I'm going to enter this battle royal, and I'm just going to beat everybody in the Mega Cup, too, because, let's be honest, I have more experience than anybody in that ring, and I'm just going to have to slap everyone around to prove it.
I didn't realize you were one half of Cream of Beef. You know, I think we talked about Cream of Beef the last time we had you on the show, Jeff.
And
that's just an outstanding name. So when it comes to that, who actually puts all that together? Because the coach hung up his whistle, clearly, and he decided he wanted to go a different direction. How did you guys come together with this idea of cream of beef?
Well, Coach was a great amateur wrestler, and he was a high school wrestling coach, but I'm a great professional wrestler. So it was a matter of transitioning him into this new role, going from teacher to student. He had some reservations at first because he's a jacked up guy, real strong, but he doesn't quite have what he needs in the mind, and that's where I come in. I've been bringing him up, and we've had several victories, actually more victories than he ever had as a singles competitor, let me tell you. Now, we may have been finagled out of a tag team championship win at the last show, but you know, that's bygones. We're working our way back up, and eventually we're going to take those tag team championships as well.
I love the confidence, man. Cream of Beef is going to make some headway on Saturday. Now, let me ask you this. There's the chance that you and Coach could go nose-to-nose, right? There's the opportunity that might happen.
Well, that's when the student gets to learn from his teacher and get thrown out of the ring. No offense, Kurt, but let's be honest. You're not as good at throwing people over the top as I am. You're real short. I can get you.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome on Saturday. So Cream of Beef could certainly mix it up a little bit. And in the words of the great Gorilla Monsoon, it's the immovable object meeting the irresistible force, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Which one of those are you? Are you the irresistible force or are you the immovable object?
Everything about me is irresistible. You can just ask every lady at a mega show.
Very nice. Well, I would imagine that on Saturday there are going to be some ladies mixed in with some of the gentlemen in the VIP section. And boy, being in the VIP doesn't just get you a great seat by the ring. VIP is a big deal at this event. It gets you more than just a ticket.
It is.
What else does it get you?
Well, Bull, let me tell you this. It is a big deal, as in they are already sold out.
Holy cow, they're sold out already?
As of 1 p.m. today, they are sold out.
Wow.
So I can tell you what you're going to get if you already have your ticket, but unfortunately you can't buy one. You can't buy one now. We have general admission tickets left, which is still a great deal, but the VIP is sold out.
And that would have gotten you, what, some pizza, some beer, some pop?
That would have gotten you premium deck seating. That would have gotten you all-you-can-eat pizza, all-you-can-drink soda, and for our friends over 21, all-you-can-drink beer.
Yes, of course. We've got to throw that caveat in there for those who are of legal drinking age, beer as well. But that sounds like a pretty cool event, and I know you guys always pitch this, Jeff. It's certainly a great deal of fun, but this is a family-friendly environment.
Absolutely. We want mom, dad, kids, grandma, grandpa, the neighbors. We want everybody to come out and have a great time.
Absolutely. And it sounds like everybody that goes to this will have a great time. And I've got to ask, you know, this is the second year you guys have done this now. Well, what was it about last year's show that was so successful that made you think, you know what, let's do this again?
It's just, well, like I told you, we're going into a couple days to the event, and the big seating is already sold out. I mean, that was last year as well. Like, people were like, oh, this is a great deal. Let's do this, you know? So, I mean, besides it being a success for us, it was a lot of fun, and we were immediately asked, are you guys coming back next year? So, there's no doubt in our mind that we were going to do it again.
Very nice. What time do the, I don't want to say gates per se because you guys are at Victory Park, but what time do the doors open? What time do the gates open?
Actually, you would be right. There are gates. So the gates will open at 6 o'clock, and then we'll start at 7.
Very nice. So bell time, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
All right. Well, I know the ladies out there are wondering, when's Johnny All Night coming out? Where along the way on the card is he going to come out and grace them with his presence?
All I know is who I'm facing. I don't know when I'm facing them. I know I'll be in the Battle Royal and the whole Mega Cup tournament in the second half of the show, but I'm sure somewhere in the first half of the show you'll see me beating up a 6'4" bald man.
Hopefully that 6'4" bald man is not me. I'm going to run for cover, man. Yeah. I got to run for cover. I can't get beat up.
More specific.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You'll have to just head on down to Victory Park this weekend.
I was a little worried for you there, Bull. I won't lie.
Yeah, I was worried as well, man.
He was coming in to help. He had your back. He was coming in.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. I don't want to mess with the best, so I may have stayed back just a bit.
That's right, man. Otherwise, Cream of Beef might be taking on Matt and Bull, and we'd have no chance in that tag team matchup. Coach has got a lot of experience. Johnny All Night has the pizzazz, man, so I don't want to mess with that. I'll sit back in the corner and just watch those guys do their thing.
Is it too early to submit? Can we just tap here?
We can just tap here, yeah. We can just tap here. We'll just go ahead and submit.
That's probably your best bet.
Yeah. Well, I know the Mega Mafia is out there listening, and we told you guys about this earlier, that we're going to open the phone lines here in just a little bit, and we will certainly take some phone. We'll take a call. The first caller here in just a few will get a couple of tickets to see Saturday's show. Don't call me just yet. Wait until I tell you it's okay to call. So that's why I love having you guys on, man. The Mega Mafia is usually all over.
They're on it. We couldn't do it without them. We really could not do it without them.
It's good stuff. The Mega Mafia, I think you guys certainly enjoy that, too. I love that moniker, man, the Mega Mafia. But you always talk about just how electric the crowds are at every single event.
Absolutely. They're I don't even know. How would you say, John? They're there to have fun, and you can tell.
They're just there to enjoy a great wrestling show. They like the competition that's involved, and, you know, they get really invested in everybody on the card, whether it's the LSDs who, you know, may or may not have finagled a tag team championship away from Cream of Beef, or, you know, somebody like a Bryson Teller who, you know, you don't really know what's going on with him because he's weird and talks to his jacket, or even when Traxler comes out and they see, you know, the owner of the company coming out. They're invested in every single person at the show, and they love every bit of it.